If you need a new roof or a repair, Easton Roofing will take care of you. Estimates are always free and suggestions are built on integrity. Visit EastonRoofing.com for more information. Get back to business faster with Easton Roofing. Easton Roofing. Integrity matters.
We're going to talk some offensive line with Laurent Duvernay-Tardif as he's going to join us here in the program. We'll get his headset on him and we'll talk about how this line is progressing right now. And he joins us here on our Sprint Guest Line. Laurent, how are you, sir?
Pretty good. Yourself?
I'm doing very good, my friend. And nice to get a little break here before you guys actually get to go hit somebody in a different color jersey. Nice to have at least this first phase, the whole lead up to the first game out of the way.
Oh, no, absolutely. And I mean, it's been a tremendous camp so far. I think everybody has the right mindset and we're challenging each other. And that's what you want, you know, in the trenches, O-line versus D-line. You want to get better. You want to get physical. And it's going to be good, to be honest, to go out there and go against other guys to get even better and to see what we're all about.
Cohesion. You guys have got a lot of continuity. I know guys miss time. It's part of the league. Injuries are a part of the league. But you get a lot of familiar faces now. I know when Coach Reed came here, it seemed like the first couple of years, man, there were different guys coming and going all the time. How nice is that room right now? And at least, you know, Cam came over last year, and he's working his way into the mix right now. But a lot of familiar faces. How much easier does that make the job?
I mean, it's a big difference for us, to be honest. I think when you have, like, the whole second lines, you have guys that play and start at different position over the past couple of years for the Chiefs. So it's good to have that continuity and that chemistry because, you know, at that point, like, if somebody has a shoelaces that break or something, you know, everybody's ready to jump in there and get the job done. So it's really good, and it build up confidence, and it build up depth also at the O-line position.
And you hold down that right guard spot, but one of the things Andy Reid loves is versatility. You pretty much just practice your spot. If you got to go play left tackle, right tackle, how much versatility is in your bag of tricks?
I mean, we'll see. I think so far I'm focusing on my position, yeah. And I totally trust Coach Red and Coach Reed to put me in a good position to have success. So we'll see how that's going to end up. But for now, I'm practicing only right guard.
Eric Bieniemy now, the offensive coordinator, you're familiar with him. You've heard him barking at the guys behind you. But now calling the shots as the offensive coordinator, what does he bring to the position?
It's great. I mean, I love Coach EB. I think everybody on the teams love him. And I think he's just a lot more, like, mature and keeping his poise and just leading the whole offense, making the right calls, making the good plays. So it's really great to have him as a OC right now this year.
Do you have any familiarity with his playing career at all?
Not that much, no, to be honest. I heard some story, though.
Okay, he didn't bring out any tape or anything
Not so far, not so far. Right now we're focusing on detailing our work and learning the playbook, which is hard enough. Maybe at one point he's going to show up some of our tape.
How difficult is the playbook when you've been around it, though, for your entire career? Does it get a lot easier for you, or has Andy come in with so many different things every year that it's kind of a learning curve for everyone to get started?
I think that the toughest part is just to put the whole thing together. You know, every training camp you got to learn the whole playbook, and that's really a challenge. Plus, our defense is really doing a good job at bringing different pressure, so you got to adapt every protection to different pressure every day. So you got to stay on top of your game for sure.
Do you feel like you've seen it all now, that there's nothing new?
Coach Sutton, no.
So he's got some curveballs coming at
you. Absolutely, every day.
How difficult is that, and how important is that communication amongst you guys? People think it's, you know, everyone thinks they're peewee football, right? Line up the guy in front of me, that's the guy I got to block, and I got to move him right or left. It doesn't work like that in the NFL with all the exotic blitzes and everything. How much was that a challenge for you coming from playing up north and learning all the different blitzes?
It was quite a challenge, to be honest. I think the step from university football in Canada to the NFL was huge. And it took me a good year and a half to, like, kind of master the playbook and know what you're doing. It's one thing to know things on paper, but with the speed of the game, you got to be able to anticipate and react way faster. So that took me a while, but I think now I kind of mastered the whole thing.
But you said it took you a while, but it really didn't, man. I mean, for what you were kind of sold as, like, listen, there's a really raw guy. We love his athleticism, but it's a raw guy. You picked it up really fast. I had a theory, right? I like me some CFL football, right? and I watch it quite a bit. And more guys means more different guys that can come on the blitz. Did that make it a little bit easier because you do have so many guys? You've got to scan the field so much because there's an extra guy that can bring pressure that maybe you saw more exotic pressures than maybe people realize coming into the league, or is that a crappy theory on my part?
I'm never going to insult you. But
you're big enough. You can if you want.
But I think it's just a totally different mindset. You know, you got 12 guys on the field. Everything is a little more symmetrical, and everything is moving a little faster with the yard in between the ball and the defensive guys. And I think there's been a big transition for me, because it's one thing to know what's coming, but you got to block him, block it afterwards. And the guys are a lot bigger also in the NFL and a lot faster.
Would you like to see the American rules played in Canada? Or would you like some of the Canadian rules to be played in America?
No, I think it's two different game, and I really enjoy watching the CFL as well. I think it's really different, and people, I think, sometimes underestimate the talent that we have in the CFL as well. So it's good to see that league is doing really well and progressing well.
A lot of conversation about what's going to be on the back of your jersey this year. accomplished something that I think is absolutely fantastic. You're a medical doctor. Congratulations on that, first of all.
Thank you.
I know the kind of work that goes – well, I don't know. I know people who know the kind of work that goes into it, but I can imagine a little bit. How important was that to you to try to have Dr. Laurent Duvernay-Tardif on the back of your – or Duvernay-Tardif on the back of your jersey?
I mean, of course, I thought it would have been a great thing. That's why I asked the league, and I mean, the rules were explained to me, and the rules are basically that you cannot add something to the back of your jersey if it's not part of your official name. So, I mean, from that point, I just understood that it was not going to be possible, and I totally respect that. You know, I get it, and now I think it's time to focus on football. So
yeah.
And you got to pick your battle, and now I want to pick the battle of football.
Did you appreciate, one, just Chiefs fans that were like, hey, he wants this, he's my guy, I want it? And then the other people that said, hey, this is a great thing to celebrate what these players do, and here's a guy that's got a tremendous accomplishment. Did it at least make you feel good how much of a positive, you know, wave there was behind you?
Oh, absolutely. I think the support from the fans was tremendous. I feel privileged to be in Kansas City and to feel that everybody was behind my accomplishment. And honestly, I've been working quite hard over the past 8 years to complete that MD. So when I graduated and everybody was like, congrats, it's a tremendous feeling. But at the same time, you got to stay focused on football, because at the end of the day, you're here to be a football player, and if you're not good, you're not going to stay long. So I got to focus on that 100% now.
And everybody's career comes to an end at some point. Do you have an idea in your mind how long you want to play before that next phase of your life takes over?
I mean, I think I'm going to go a year at a time. For the past 4 years, my only goal was to combine medical school with football at the highest level, and I think I've done a decent job at it, and now I want to give myself like a year to kind of focus only on football, be the best football player I can be, and then see what's the next step. I don't know exactly how it's going to work, to be honest, because there's a lot of questions regarding part-time residency. Is it possible? Is it not? But I'll be a doctor at some point, that's for sure.
Your humbleness is remarkable. You did an incredible job. You say decent job. I'll say incredible. I think you're a tremendous role model to the kids that are out there, these kids coming in, signing autographs, to know that you can work hard and be a football player and be one of the most difficult jobs out there. I think it's remarkable. So you should be commended. I'll stop because I know you're a very humble guy. You got a young kid who's got a lot of talent as well when it comes to throwing the football. I know Alex Smith was, and I really enjoyed talking to Alex here last year and how he kind of mapped out how Patrick Mahomes is different and everything that was going on. It was really neat to see. You could really see the almost fatherly, right, approach that he took and how he was going to be a great mentor for Patrick Mahomes. I'm curious, do you see any of Alex Smith in Patrick Mahomes things where you're like, that's Alex Smith, that's, I know he got that from Alex and how he goes about and does these things?
Oh, absolutely. I think Alex was a great mentor for the whole offense, but particularly for the quarterback. And I think, you know, just the way Pat is spitting out the plays in the huddle with his little hand motion, that there's a little bit of Alex in there for sure.
The hand motion, that's good. Voice is different, though.
Oh, absolutely.
yes. Very different, as a matter of fact. Has anybody done, like, has anybody got a good impression yet of him?
I mean, I'm still working on my English. I'm not going to try to do an impression of Pat Mahomes' voices.
No, it's not going to be you?
No.
Mitch Morse, though, he likes to have fun.
Oh, yeah, bring him on the show. He's going to do one for sure.
Yes. Mitch is always talking about how fat he is. You'd think the guy was, like, 500 pounds. it's all right, Mitch. It's okay. You're a big guy. We get it. How is he doing, though? How is his command of the huddle and his leadership skills now that he is the guy?
Oh, it's good to have him back, honestly. Mitch is a tremendous athlete, and yes, he complained about him being fat sometime, but he's a great athlete, probably one of the best on the offensive line, and it's good to have him in the huddle. He's fast, he's strong, and you know, the way he's like approaching the game and being a leader inside our offensive line is just great to have him back.
Number 5 offense yardage wise, number 6 offense points wise. I don't know, statistics are for losers, right? That was a phrase that was coined a long time ago, but you guys were really, really good. How do you get better? Where do you get better? Where do you think you guys can be better?
I mean, I think, to be honest, we got to do a better job at protecting the football. You know, like, I think being offering a firm pocket to our young quarterback is going to be a huge thing this year, especially at the beginning of the season, beginning of game, to make him confident. So that's something we for sure got to work on. And I mean, there's always room to improve, and that's what we want to strive for, perfection, and try to be great every play, every snap, even in tough situation when it's third and long. You want to be out there and competing to make sure you offer a firm pocket to your quarterback.
You're a little busy when the play's going on to just kind of see what Sammy Watkins is doing or whatever, but when you go and take a look at the tape, I mean, does it look really as cool as we all think it's going to, with Kelsey and Hill and Hunt and now Sammy Watkins flying all over the place? Does it look, can you give us a peek? Does it look pretty cool on tape when you watch it?
I mean, we have a lot of weapons on offense, to be honest, and it's great to know that you got to, you know, like three guys that went to the Pro Bowl, and you add to that Sammy Watkins. I mean, there's target everywhere, and that's something that makes you really confident on the offensive line, to know that who, like, whatever coverage they're going to play, there's going to be a seam, and that's going to give you an opportunity to go for a first down. So that's a great thing, and honestly, it allowed us as an offensive line to play with more confidence and play faster as well.
And we talk about the fun running around all over the place, but is it nice to have a sledgehammer like Spencer Ware coming back in there? I mean, that's a guy that I know you guys being, you may not realize it because I'm vertically challenged. I'm not that tall, but I played the line when I played football at a very pedestrian, crappy level. And I used to love when we'd run the ball and fire out into guys. It is, and Kareem runs really physical too. I'm not taking anything away from Kareem. But when you consider you've got the two of those guys and you're going to have a 1-2 punch with a sledgehammer like Spencer Ware, that's got to get you pretty excited when you're in that line room.
Absolutely. And I think one of the nicest things as an lineman is to be able to run the ball when the defense is expecting you to run the ball. And I think with Spencer and Kareem in there, it's a perfect duo in order to, like, compete and be able to make some yardage and damage.
All right, last question before I give you my final four, which is just four quickies at the end. How many times have you at camp thought back to the game against the Titans? Not to bring up a bad memory, but does it come up, or is that something you put completely away?
No,
or does it motivate you?
I mean, every game that you play, there's always a couple plays that you're going to remember forever. And it's almost like a running gag in the offense room. Sometimes you'd be like, hey, 2015 is against the Charger, never forget. And, of course, like the Titans, we have a couple that we wish we would have been able, sorry my English, to
no,
like, take
great.
Back or whatever. But I mean, the game is the game, and it's a thing of the past, so we got to focus on the future. But for sure, you learn from your mistakes, and part of it is to always have them in your back pocket. You know, whatever you learn in that game, you got to be able to reach back for it and apply it to the next game.
We're talking to Laurent Duvernay Tardif. Time for my final four, brought to you by Mosquito Squad. Number one, on a scale of 1 to 10, rate my French pronunciation of your name. Laurent Duvernay Tardif.
That's actually pretty good. How many times you practice that?
3.5 years of high school French.
Oh, here we go. Okay, I'll give you 8.5.
8.5, not bad. Can you say it so I can get it better? Because I take great pride in being better than any other media member at saying your name.
All right, cool. Laurent.
Duvernay.
Tardif.
Tardif.
Yeah.
Tardif.
Tardif, yeah.
Not Tardif, Tardif.
Tardif.
Okay,
yeah.
I got it. Good. Okay, get 8.5. I'll try to be a 9, 9.5 next time. I talk to you when we get there. Next question: do you own jorts?
Jorts?
Jorts.
What's jorts? Sorry.
Okay, so jorts were made. I think were brought back by your new quarterback, Patrick Mahomes. He showed up at the race, the NASCAR race, and he was wearing a sleeveless shirt and then jorts, which are the shorts that are made out of denim, the jean material.
Oh.
So it's jeans and shorts. In America, we crush it together and we come up with jorts.
You guys love crushing words and
we
putting
do.
Them together. It makes
and
it more hard for me.
So do you own
no,
a pair of jorts?
I do not, sorry.
Okay, all right, good to know. I feel better about you right now because of that. Tell me, who is the best TV doctor you've ever seen? Is there one you like on TV or in the movies? You're like, that's a cool doctor right there.
To be honest, I kind of look out to my supervisor and the real doctor instead of the actor who try to play doctor.
Really?
But
no one jumps out at you?
Nah, no. I never watched Grey's Anatomy, so it's hard for me to know.
But I think you said a lot there that clearly that's where it would come from, right?
Oh,
I
know, for
guess,
sure.
I guess it would come from Grey's Anatomy. Okay. All right. And then finally, you are French-Canadian, right?
Yep.
Okay. Did you root for France in the World Cup?
I did not.
Okay.
I did not.
Who?
I was rooting for Portugal.
Portugal?
Portugal,
okay.
Yeah.
Why? A Ronaldo fan? Or?
Yeah, a little bit. And, okay. And I mean, I don't know. Like, there's a little bit of a thing between, like, French-Canadian and French.
So, okay.
So I was rooting for Portugal. Yeah.
Okay, very good. Very good, yeah. I was rooting certainly for Belgium at the end, but, you know, I'm with you. I was not rooting for France, but they were the favorites.
So. Yeah, they were.
Good
sure.
to know. So now I know that. Laurent, it's always great talking to you. You're like I said, we're thrilled with your accomplishments. Congrats again. Stay healthy here in camp, and we look forward to talking to you back in KC.
Appreciate that. Thanks,
all right. Laurent Duvernay-Tardif, the Kansas City Chiefs. We'll take a break.